Good morning. Happy New Year to you. If you weren't here last week, I hope this year is filled with blessings and healthiness. Amen. 2020 is over, and I'm not going to miss it. I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm just not going to miss it too much. But I think Katie's right. It can happen again. As a matter of fact, I got bad news. There's another virus out there. And it's actually worse than the other one. But you know what? God's still on the throne. And I'm going to come here and worship Him as best I can. I hope you do too. Because there's nothing more important what we do than worship. Jane, it's good to see you. You feeling okay? Good to see you here. Continue to pray for her and John as they get better. I got to ask you, did you make your New Year's resolutions? How many? You're killing me. You guys are absolutely killing me. Jing said, let's do it next week. I said, no, let's do it now. So we sat down, we made our New Year's resolutions. It was on an index card. It's not a whole paper. But we made every one of the kids do it. Maddox wasn't there, but if he was, we'd make him do it too. So I want to encourage you. You got another week to make your New Year's resolutions. If you don't want to call them resolutions, you can call them goals, just like Bill said. That's true. We need to make those New Year's resolutions and goals. And try to stick with them. I want to thank Jim and Lydia for downloading some good read through the Bible information. Anybody get that? I encourage you to run that off and use that. And one of the best things you can do in the New Year is to get into God's Word. And not just get in at January, but get in all the other 11 months as well. And you'll find that it brings you happiness and satisfaction if you'll just get into it. This morning I want to talk to you about finding happiness in 2021, no matter what life throws at you. Some of you have had a humdinger of a year. Now, I don't know if that's in the dictionary. I haven't looked. We have an English teacher here. Is that in the dictionary? Everybody say humdinger. A lot of us have had a humdinger of a year, but I do want you to know it's over. And we get a fresh start, we get a new beginning, and maybe your humdinger involved finances. Maybe it involved relationships. Maybe it involved the loss of a loved one. Maybe it involved a health issue. Or maybe it involved sliding a little bit away from God. I want you to know you can slide back in. You can have a new year, a fresh start, a do-over. In golf, they call it a mulligan. Now, Stuart and I, we're going to play some golf this summer, but I want you to know we are both terrible. And if you're out there, don't go out there when Stuart and I play golf, because we're both bad. I want you to know that. Some of you are looking at me like, hey, I'm pretty good. I'm glad you are, because I'm not. And I got to do something as I get older, because basketball is about to kill me. It really is. But I still enjoy to play. I'm not going to have a verse particularly for you to turn to. If you want to, you could turn to Exodus 17. I'll be going there in just a second, just for a moment. But I have various scriptures that I want to go over today as we bring in the new year 2021. I think you'll appreciate this. A woman walked into her bathroom one morning, and she saw her husband weighing him. But as he was weighing himself, he had his belly sucked in. And he sucked it in as tight as he could get it. And the wife thought to herself, he thinks that if he sucks it in, he will weigh less when he steps on the scale. So the wife asked her husband, sarcastically, of course, do you think that by sucking your stomach in, that will help you lose weight or weigh less? And he thought for a moment. He said, no, but sucking my stomach in sure does help me see the scale down below. I want you to know that bringing in the new year is great. I love New Year's. I really do. It's like buying a new car, which obviously I don't do if you know my vehicles. But you go out and you buy a new car and you get in it and you take it for a test drive. And man, you got to see what it's made of, right? You got to see what it can do. And you know, when you get in there, what do you smell? New car. New leather. Ford. Well, anyway, new leather, right? Smells good. And you like that. Well, I want you to know, as we look at the new year together, smells good. It's a new year. It's a fresh start. It's a do-over, if you will. And you know what? We need to make 2021 as best we can. Well, for a lot of people, unless everything's going like they want it to go, they can't be happy. They just can't be happy. They got to have the finances in order. Their health's got to be great. They got their vehicle's got to be great. Their house has got to be great. They got to have a great 401k. They got to have a great retirement. Everything's got to be great. Nothing can go bad in their life. When I was a young man, I said, "Well, when I turn 20, I'm going to live on my own." I did. I'm going to raise 100 head of cattle. I only raised 40. I'm going to get married by the time I'm 25. That didn't happen. I had to wait on Ching for a little while. She was worth it, wasn't she? Amen. She's worth that. Had to wait for that. Not everything works out just the way you want it to, but I want you to know, if your happenings don't happen to happen the way you want your happenings to happen, you can still be happy. By the time I get done with this, you'll get that. Say it with me. If your happenings don't happen to happen the way you want your happenings to happen, you can still be happy. Friends, I want you to know, if you're a Christian here this morning, you have the happiness, the greatest happiness that anybody could have on planet Earth. And it doesn't matter in life what happens to you, good or bad, you can still have a relationship with Christ. You may not be able to have a relationship with others, but you can still have a relationship with Him no matter what happens. You can get sick, like many of you did in 2020, and you can still be happy. You can lose a close friend or a loved one, as many of you did this year, but you can still be happy. You can take bankruptcy and still be happy. You can be betrayed by a close friend and still be happy. You can have someone hurt you physically, financially, or emotionally, and I want you to know that you can still be happy. Just as long as you have a connection with the man upstairs. Jesus faced all these problems. As I was preparing this, I got to thinking about all the problems He faced. He had a close friend, John the Baptist, get decapitated. His good friend Peter denied Him how many times? 3 times. He knew what it was like to be hungry and thirsty several times in his life. He knew what it was like to be poor. The Bible even talks about how Jesus didn't even have a place to lie His head. And He knew what it was like to die. But through it all, Jesus maintained His faith and happiness in His Heavenly Father. And I want you to know you can too. One of my favorite ancient characters throughout history is Alexander the Great. If there was ever a man who had all his happenings happen in the way he wanted his happens to happen, it was Alexander the Great. He was a great commander, a great leader. He was popular not only with his own countrymen, but the entire world knew about Alexander the Great. He conquered territories everywhere he went. He conquered the world. And everybody knew about Alexander the Great. He was strong, must have been handsome, and he had the world at his fingertips. But later on in life, history tells us that he sat down after he had conquered everything there was to conquer, and he cried like a little baby. He had it all. He did it all. He tried it all. But Alexander the Great died a very unhappy man. Why? Because he didn't have Jesus Christ in his life. Alexander the Great reminds me of another ancient man who ruled back in the Old Testament. Anyone want to guess his name? He was the richest man and the smartest man who ever lived. No, it wasn't Bill Gates. It was Solomon. Solomon had fame, he had riches, he had popularity. Everyone wanted to come for miles around, hundreds of miles around, just to sit at the feet of Solomon because he was so wise. He had it all, he tried it all, he did it all, but was Solomon happy? No, how could you be happy with 700 wives and 300 concubines? But you know what? When you read the book of Ecclesiastes for 11 chapters, it's just negativity after negativity after negativity. But when you come to chapter 12, especially verses 13 and 14, Solomon writes this: "Now all has been heard, and here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether good or bad." He started out bad. And for the wisest man who ever lived, he made some bad decisions in life. But can you finish this? It's not how you start in life. It's how you finish. And I think a great New Year's resolution for 2021 is to finish strong. It really is. So I ask you this question this morning. How many of you want to truly be happy in 2021? Well, if you want that, get into God's Word and have a right relationship with Him. Because if your happenings don't happen to happen the way you want your happenings to happen, you can still be happy. Did you get that? Now, I'm not big on acronyms, but pull out your bulletin. I think this is a good one. It's something that you can remember as we approach the new year together. So let's go through this. I'll try not to take a lot of time here. I have several notes here. First of all, the S in the word start stands for this. Stop blaming others for the mistakes of the past. If we're going to have a happy new year, then we need to stop blaming other people when things don't go our way. Can I get an amen? And whatever happened to you in the past, whether it was your fault or someone else's, you need to let that go. You need to let it go if you ever want to be happy and have a productive year in 2021 or any other year for that matter. You need to move past it. In Genesis 3:12, when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden by eating the forbidden fruit, what did he do? He blamed the woman, Eve. It says in the Bible, Lord, the woman you put with me, she gave me fruit from the tree and I ate of it. And ever since Adam and Eve, we have been blaming our wives when things go wrong. And when our wives are not around, we blame our kids. And when our kids are not around, we blame our grandkids. Or the mailman, or whoever. A few years ago, Garth Brooks wrote a smashing hit, I've Got Friends in Low Places. Remember that? Made a lot of money off that song. And it goes something like this, blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots, and I'm not going to get in the rest of it. But he made a lot of money on that song. And he blamed it on his roots. And you and I can blame this person or that person. We can blame our mom and our dad. And I just want to say this. No matter who you want to blame, stop. Get past it. Move on. Proverbs 28:13 said, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful in life, but if he confesses and renounces them, he finds mercy from our God. It's not in your bulletins, but I want you to write this down. Matthew 6:15. If you do not forgive others their sins against you, your Father will not forgive your sins. And I want you to know, as I look over my life, there has been times when people have done me wrong. Anyone else? But you know what? There's been times in my life I'm sure I've done other people wrong. And we need to learn to forgive each other. And we need to learn to move on, because if you can't move on, all it does is back you up and back you up, and it keeps you from becoming the man or the woman that God has called you to be. Stop making excuses. Amen? Number two, secondly, the T in START stands for learn to take stock in your life. If you want 2021 to be better than 2020, then you need to sit down, you need to evaluate your life, take a pen and a piece of paper, and write down some things. Ask yourself, what good do I have going on in my life right now? Well, for one, if you're a Christian, then you're included in the 31% of our world who claim to be a Christian. The only problem is that leaves 69% of our world who are not. And you know what that means? We've got a job to do. Secondly, if you're an American, you have more religious freedoms than any other country on planet Earth. The fact that you came here today freely to worship God is a great, great advantage. Great, great advantage. How many of you are glad to be here today? Oh, it's a great advantage. To live in America and to worship the way we can. If you had a way of getting here today in a vehicle, then you are luckier than 6 billion people in our world who have no way of getting. If you have your health, you're able to be here today, then you're luckier than those who are confined to nursing homes, care centers, or worse. If you have friends, and all of us do, especially church friends, then you're luckier than 29% who never darken the doorstep of a church. If you can read and write, then you're luckier than 775 million people in our world today who still cannot. If you have clothes to wear, and I'm glad you brought them today, then you are luckier than two-thirds of our world population who only have like one set of clothes or no clothes at all. You've seen the pictures in Africa. No clothes. You have clothes. And if you have a sound mind, then you are better off than 5 million people in America today who struggle with dementia or other diseases. A friend of mine once said, to outlive your mind is the worst thing that ever happened to you. And I said, you're close. To not accept Christ as your Savior is the worst thing you can do. But many of you have seen loved ones die its and bitsy pieces at a time with dementia, not even knowing who you are. And it's a sad situation to have your mind. You're luckier than 5 million people in America today. I like what one lady wrote to a distant relative. Just a line to say I'm living, that I'm not among the dead. Though I'm getting more forgetful and I'm mixed up in the head. I've gotten used to arthritis, but my dentures I resign. I can manage my bifocals, but I sure do miss my mind. For sometimes I can't remember when I stand at the door of the stairs whether I was going up or coming down. And before the fridge, so often I stand, my mind is full of doubt. Have I just put something in or am I taking something out? And there are times when in the dark, with my nightcap on my head, I don't know if I'm retiring for the night or just getting out of bed. So if it's my turn to write you, then there's no need to get too sore. I may have already written and don't want to be a bore. So just remember that I love you and I wish that you were near. Now it's nearly mail time, so I must say goodbye. Just one more thing. Here I stand at the mailbox ready to mail this letter, but instead of mailing it, I mistakenly have opened it. I don't know if any of you can relate to that, but I want you to know, as I get older, it's easy to forget stuff. It's easy to take advantage of the things that God has put right in front of my face that I need to be grateful of. Hopefully that lady doesn't describe any of you people. But do you realize how lucky you are just to be here? Do you realize how lucky I am just to stand here without someone aiming a gun at me? Do you understand that? There was a guy in Indianapolis preaching a sermon, and someone come in one Sunday morning and shot him dead right there in the pulpit. And don't think I didn't think about that when I was preaching in Indianapolis. And hopefully that don't happen in Lawrenceville, Illinois, but I want you to know across the world it sure does. People dying every day because of their faith. We have great fortune to be here, and we need to stop complaining about when things go wrong. In Philippians 3:13, the Apostle Paul says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forget what is behind, and I strain on towards what is ahead. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And all God's people said, wow. And I want you to know, Paul, as smart as he was, and with all everything he had going on, he realized that I haven't reached my full potential yet. And I want you to know the same thing is true with you. No matter what you're doing, you have not reached your full potential. You can still do more. Sounds like a New Year's resolution to me, doesn't it, you? But whatever the case, if you're still alive, you're still kicking, you're still breathing, you're still able to take nourishment like my dad used to always say, you're still able to crawl out of your bed each morning, still able to worship with us today, in person or on Facebook, you have so much to be thankful for and you need to take stock in your life. Number three, the A in the word start stands for learned act in faith. As we enter 2021 together, we need to learn to take a step of faith. A step that you might not have ever taken before. A big step of faith. Here's some things you can do. Try offering a prayer on Sunday morning. Come to me or the elders and say, hey, I'd be more than happy to offer up a prayer in the beginning of the service. We let them do it, wouldn't we? Let them do that. I had a leader, I'm not going to tell you his name, I don't want to embarrass him, but we made him an elder, and he came to me, and he said, Carson, I can't pray in public. And he said, I can't read the Bible in public. I can't do a communion devotion in public. I was like, man, we've got a problem here. He's a really faithful guy, but just nervous as can be to get up on stage and say anything and do anything. You know what I told him? I said, write it down and read it right off the paper. He got up there, did a fantastic job. Now, does an even better job. He took a step of faith. He really did. I want to say thank you for all you men who agreed to be elder or deacon this year. I was impressed. Elders, I was impressed. I'm glad you did that. You're taking a step of faith. You're basically saying, I'm going to do what I can in the position of leadership to help Central Christian Church out in 2021. We're grateful for that. Now, it's not just 2021. You've got to go beyond that just a little bit. We're grateful for that. Bill does a good job with communion. But you know what, Bill? You got 8 guys this year helping you out. Matter of fact, in your seniority, you might even forget when it's your time by the time all these 8 other guys get done. But aren't you grateful that 9 guys in total are willing to step up and do this? Communion devotion. How about a mission trip? I know you guys couldn't go last year, but you might be able to go this year. And I know some of you have in your mind every day the American Indian Christian Mission, one of our missions we support. You'd love to go. Hopefully you get to go this year. Take a step of faith. Take a mission trip. And I assure you, I promise you, that it will change your life. A lot of times we go over there to change other people's lives. You know what happens? How many of you have been on a mission trip? You don't change their life. Change your life more than you change their life. Take a step of faith. Maybe volunteer to teach a class or help with VBS in 2021. We'd love to have you. Learn to take a step of faith. Step out of your comfort zone and let God use you this year. If we're going to reach our communities for Christ, it's not just going to be me and the elders. It's going to be all of us. Inviting someone to church, picking them up, bringing them to church, taking them out to eat, whatever it takes to bring someone to Christ, you do it. You help us out. Francis Bacon once said, "It's not what we ate, but what we digest that makes us strong. Not what we gain, but what we save that makes us rich. Not what we read, but what we remember that makes us learned. Not what we preach and pray, but what we practice and believe that makes us Christians." I like that. I think Francis Bacon's right. I also think our Lord is right in Matthew 9:29 when he says, "According to your faith, it will be done for you." How many times have you failed because your faith wasn't where it needs to be? I know I have. I need to have stronger faith. And the Bible says if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can do what? You can move that mountain. A few verses down in verse 37 through 38. Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field." What kind of step of faith will you take in 2021 as we work together in bringing others to Christ? Number 4, the R in the word stands for this: learn to refocus your thoughts. Psalm 94:11 says, "The Lord knows the thoughts of men, that they are merely futile." Futile. What is it that consumes your mind, your thoughts these days? Is it your job, your hobby, your possessions, your money, your health? Maybe it's the coronavirus. Tell me you don't think about that. We all do. And you know what? I'm tired of it. But you know what? It's real. It's there. It's real. And as I look back over 2020, there's some things that we could have done better. There's some things I could have done better. But you know what? That's last year. Let's do what we can this year. Maybe there's a sin that has creeped into your life right now, and you've started 2021 off with a humdinger. You need to change that. Maybe 2021 is the year that you need to get baptized. Maybe it's the year that you need to get rebaptized because you weren't sure what you was doing the first time. Or maybe you just need to rededicate your life to God. What better time than the new year to do that? Think about it. Isaiah 55:8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, declares the Lord." I think the reason a lot of people are not happy today is because they clog their minds with the wrong stuff. Can I just tell you, you're not going to get much encouragement out of TV. Can I just tell you that? Over the holidays, my wife and I and the kids, we've been playing Dr. Mario. How many of you like to play Dr. Mario? When my wife and I get down and we play each other, it is a serious matter. The dog can't be in the way. The kids can't be in the way. It's just serious stuff. And it's intense. It really is. Maddox will tell you, it's intense, isn't it? But you know what? I'm not going to find any happiness in that. It's just a fun game. But what I am going to find happiness is this: God's Word. And if you want to be happy in 2021, get into the Word of God. And if your happiness don't happen to happen the way you want your happiness to happen, you still be happy. Paul says in Philippians 4:8, write it down if it's not on your sheet. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, he says this: think about such things. And here's the deal. That sounds like a pretty good resolution to me. Focus on that verse. And I want you to know, you'll find happiness in your life in 2021. Learn to refocus your thoughts. Fifth and finally, the T in START stands for trust in God more. I think a lot of times we fail to be happy because we trust too much in ourselves and not enough in God. I can't begin to tell you how many times I have gotten myself in trouble because I thought Carson could do it on my own. Raise your hand if you ever did that. Go ahead and hit your spouse because you've done that before. You should have asked him or her, and you also should have asked God, and you should have trusted in him more. I was reading about a tourist who was at the Grand Canyon. I don't know if you've ever been there, but you need to go. Got too close to the edge, and over he went. On the way down, he grabbed a branch on the way down. He held on to it for the longest time, but he just couldn't hold on much longer. So he began to yell, "Hey, is there anyone up there who can help me?" A calm yet powerful voice said, "Yes, I can help you, if you just have faith in me." "Do you have faith in me?" And the man said, "Yes, I believe in you. Yes, I have faith in you." Well, then the voice said, "Let go of the branch and everything will be fine." The man thought for a while and he said, "Is there anyone else up there who can help me?" I'm sure all of us at one time or another have failed to put our true faith and trust in God. One of my favorite stories in all the Bible, you can turn there and read it right now if you can. Exodus chapter 17. The Israelites were fighting the Amalekites. And the Bible records this: as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning the war. But whenever Moses lowered his hands, he got tired, the Amalekites began winning the war. Well, didn't take Aaron and Ur too long to figure that out. So when Moses' hands grew tired, they would take a stone for Moses to sit on, and Aaron and Ur would hold up his hands, one on one side and one on the other, and as long as they did that, they would win the battle against the Amalekites. They had put their complete trust in God that He would follow them through in the war, and they did, and they won the war because of their faith in God. We need to hold each other's arms up in 2021 so that we can prosper and so can the church. Proverbs 3:5 is my favorite Old Testament and so is my wife's verse. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your paths what? Straight. Doesn't say easy. He says they'll be straight. I can't begin to tell you how many times my road and my faith have crooked a little bit. And I need to learn to put my trust and my allegiance in the Almighty God. And I want you to do, and I want you to know this: if you do that, no matter what happens in your life in 2021, you can be happy. As we begin 2021 together, let's learn to trust God more. And if your happenings don't happen to happen the way you want your happenings to happen, you can still be happy. Have a happy new year. As we come to our time of invitation, as they come to play. You know, if I weren't already a Christian, today would be the day that I'd walk down the aisle. 2021, what better day to give your life to Christ? 2021, January the 3rd, what better day to say, I want to do more for God. I want to rededicate my life. I want to take a step of faith. I want to do something I've never done before. And I want to put my trust and my allegiance in the Almighty God. Can I just tell you, we'd love for you to do that. Mike and Stuart and whoever else does a great job keeping the baptistry ready. And I want you to know it's ready today. I want you to know that I'm ready today. Are you? Are you ready today? Are you ready to give your life to Christ? Are you ready to rededicate your life to Him? Are you ready to be buried in the watery graves of Christian baptism? What better day than January 3rd, 2021 to do that? Let's pray together. Father, we are so fortunate to be here today. Lord, as we look back on 2020, yes, it was rough. But you know what? Nowhere in the Bible does it say that our life's going to be easy. As a matter of fact, Jesus promised us in John 16:33 that in this world you'll have trouble. But take heart, because He overcame the world, so can we. And Lord, as we approach 2021 together, Lord, help us to take a step of faith. Lord, help us to grow up in our salvation. Lord, help us to start off 2021 with a bang as we put our faith and trust in You. And Lord, we thank You for what Jesus did for us on the cross. In His name we pray. Amen.